If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What's trending is nearly 79 million have already voted. It is Election Day. And again, as of 2 a.m. this morning, 78,638,717 was the official number who have already voted via mail-in and early in-person. You know, early box office, early ballot boxes. Nearly 79 million have already voted. That doesn't count what's happening on Election Day today. And that's what's going on. Polls have opened. There's this little place you've probably heard of called Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Every year they get six votes, and it's like one of the first polling places, one of the first voting stations. And so they count the votes. And it only takes midnight. They traditionally
six votes,
vote
they
six
count?
Votes. Yeah, they count
okay.
six votes.
Nice.
There are only six people voting. It's very small. It counts its votes at midnight. That's when they open the place. Six people come in and vote. The final tally of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire is a straight split. Three for this side, three for that side.
Oh, no.
Which
very
sets
telling.
It up for sometimes yep. this little town, this little place, this little Dixville Notch is foretelling of what the huge everybody votes general election is. But that's one little notable thing. Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, a town that traditionally counts its votes at midnight. Wow. So that's how it goes today. Civil, peaceful voting is the hope for today for Western New York. Sad news to report. State police responded to a crash around 8 a.m. yesterday morning on the thruway. They say a New York State Thruway Authority maintenance worker has died after being struck by a car on the 90 West. This happened Monday. State police and troopers arrived at the scene. Exit 58 in Hanover. Preliminary investigation found that the worker was hit while walking outside of their Thruway Authority vehicle. Governor saying early today, Thruway Authority maintenance employee tragically lost his life when he was struck by a vehicle in Silver Creek. We are heartbroken over the devastating death of this dedicated public servant, and my prayers go out to his family, friends, and fellow co-workers during this difficult time. That is from the governor of the great state of New York. There is an investigation unit, several actually, that are now trying to figure out how this happened. NFL football last night. It was Monday Night Football. Mahomes throwing three touchdown passes, doing what Mahomes and the Chiefs do of this month with a 425 game at Highmark Stadium. Are undefeated at this point. Hopefully we're the team that takes care of that.
I know. Wouldn't that be amazing? What a script of perfection that would be.
Yep.
Go Bills.
That would be sweet. The love fest for Tyler Bass continued yesterday. With just people still in shock and awe from that game-winning kick, 61 yards at the end of the game. A lot of talk about Keon's wrist as well, some wrist injuries or some hand injuries. Second looks was a problem, which means we might not see Coleman back out on the field for a little bit. Was not placed on the IR, but still, when they take second looks and start talking to a lot of doctors, you know, it's more than just a little ouch. It's a this-might-take-time kind of injury. Kelly Clarkson will host NBC's Rockefeller Christmas Tree Special. Will return the Christmas at Rockefeller Center. It's, you know, the two-hour special performance. They wheel out Al Roker. He says some stuff. It's fun. Maybe Hoda's Last Chance to Dance. And then Kelly Clarkson will host the whole thing. Christmas at Rockefeller Center will air December 4th, 8 p.m. On NBC. And so that's the fun thing.
I think it'll be like Hoda and Jenna, one last Christmas together.
Yeah.
Sit under the tree and just cry.
Hoda Kotb is stepping away from
leaving.
The show. Yeah.
Which is sad. Now I miss her. And now I don't want her to go. I don't even watch. And I'm like sad that Hoda's leaving.
Send her a letter.
They wanted her to take a massive pay cut. And she's like, I don't think
is that what it was?
Supposedly, yeah. That's what the rumors are. Yeah, they wanted I think we're talking like a 10
million
dollar
pay cut. You mean to tell me she used the I want to spend time at home with my kids excuse?
Well.
Huh.
She does have two little ones, though.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So
whatever she does. She could, You want to know what? She could go back.
I think she's going to do part-time stuff or something.
That's
there
good.
Was a story that a lot of the major networks were kind of leveling out on their super paid people.
Yeah,
You know, folks that might make tens of millions.
Because people are watching less.
Exactly.
TV
so or... the big networks are like, that was a good idea 10 years ago or 5 years ago, but not so much now. So who mm-hmm. knows when that leveling out has. Not a problem for Tom Brady, though, when it comes to that guy. They just can't stop throwing money at that guy from a network.
Right, exactly.
So there is that. That's it for your news and views on this election day. Time right now is 6:31.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.